Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This is Danielle, who's been on a long hiatus. Lori is not on the line yet. Today we will be talking about the chaos that could ensue from what came of the election today. Still waiting for Lori to get on the line.
Hello. Hey, Danielle. Good morning. Hi, Danielle. I'm here.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Lori. Sorry
hi,
about
Danielle.
That.
That's all right. We got it.
Chaos on the phone lines, too, today.
Yeah.
All right. I have to go through this real quick. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information can be found at theclearingstatement.com. All right. So today's topic, let the chaos ensue. Those of you who are followers of Access Consciousness know that the newest foundation was actually titled Unleash the Chaos. Last week I had an awareness, maybe it was a little longer ago than a week ago, that the chaos ensuing could possibly be the demise of America or just a huge change in America. But we wanted to talk about the chaos a little bit today, and anything you have to say, Lori?
Yes, there's a chaos going on, and instead of freaking out about it, I've been playing with asking that chaos to be a creative energy instead of a destructive energy, and we could use that, like, surf the wave of this chaos and use all that potency and the energy of it to create something that's beyond our wildest imagination. And that's always a push into the unknown, and that's always a push of, well, you have to know where it is that you want to create. But what if we could just use all this potency in this wave? Obviously, this is the day after the election in 2016 in America, and I'm speaking to the future people who listen to this. So what did this wave of the voters and the potency, if you will, or the even the anger or the frustration that moved this wave forward into having Donald Trump become president? And what's behind that is that they're tired of the talk of the tired of being left out. It's been They have felt excluded. And so it's like a kingdom of we in this party of people wanting to be included. It's interesting, though, because as they do that, it's a separatist thing. It's not a unified field. It's a separatist of, like, getting the immigrants out, closing the not a world order, kind of separating us, closing our borders, kicking the Hispanics, Mexicans back to Mexico. So it's a really interesting dynamic of that, and Trump has said, I'm into revenge. I like war. He's divisive. He's totally not PC, insulting handicapped people. And did you know, Danielle, his own son is autistic? His 11-year-old son is autistic.
I didn't know he had
an
11-year-old son. No.
Yeah. So everything that we've kind of coveted as being PC and that you don't do, it's been correct, like everything that's correct, he's pretty much blown out of the water. And it seems to be acceptable to people. People seem to think it's okay to be nasty. I mean, that's right. He calls scary and nasty woman, and what a, so many different projections. I mean, Hillary's a nasty woman, and he's just been nasty to people, and he's just been inconsiderate to a level that we, there's a difference between being PC and just being somewhat civilized, I would say. So, but that doesn't seem to be the case. There's been this energy of chaos. It's just shredding all of this reality, all the points of view. Look how many points of view have been shredded and like torn asunder. All these points of view about you don't say this about handicapped people, you don't say this about Hispanics, you don't, you know, everything that we've held sacred has just been shredded to pieces. Now, from there, I'm going to be with some curiosity, and if you can keep, if you can expand beyond it and be the observer, as we would say, or use this energy of tap into it to create something, your own reality. And by tearing everything asunder, what is going to rise up beyond it? You know, what can he create? And there's going to be some tough questions. And obviously, if they hated Hillary, which they did, and they were saying she's a, his tagline is you have 30 years to fix it, interesting, as if it was all her fault. So what would be beyond this last 30 years? My question then is, curious, what's beyond all this, what's this wave of chaos, what potency and potential is to be created here? And how can I use that personally? How can I use this wave to create a future of my choice, the choice of possibility in my future? And how many points of view have just been shredded? How much poo has been shredded? Points of order. Oh, points of order is a big big deal right now in access consciousness. And it's the points of order that have just been shredded by this wave of chaos. So what? So I'm posing and asking the question, what's beyond all this? What can we use to create our own reality? Okay, so thank you, Danielle, for being patient.
You're welcome.
So, yeah.
So there were two processes I came up with for the just points of order has been abbreviated into how much poo are you using to create the America you have been choosing? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And how much poo are you using?
Do that one again.
How much poo are you using to? Okay, I will. How much poo are you using to create the America you are choosing? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And how much poo are you using to create the? Oh, I forgot what it was. How much poo are you using to create the presidential candidate you have been choosing and everything that is
presidential elect?
Yes,
wait, presidential elect. Yeah.
How much poo have you been using to create the president elect you have been choosing and everything that brings up? Will you destroy and uncreate it all times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond? And one of the first things I saw on Facebook this morning was another Access Consciousness friend of mine posted, what's right about this we're not getting?
Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow you to see that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
And
how does it get better than this? How does it get better than this?
How does it get any better than this?
Yes.
Everything's the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be, and that flipped it for me. So I've actually, I woke up this morning, cried for a couple hours about how awful I think this was, and then I don't want to call myself hopeful. I'm spacious about it. I've let go of my points of view about how awful this could possibly be. and really have begun asking what else is possible, what else is possible. I've been joking for months that if this happened, I was going to flee the country. That doesn't feel light anymore. So
Danielle, did you know, and let's tell our future listeners that last night the Canadian website for immigration crashed.
Yeah, I saw
so many
that.
People.
Somebody posted that on Facebook.
Yeah. They were even saying that in the news feeds last night. So, let's discuss a little bit in this foundation, the new level of awareness going on in Access right now is the point of order. The points of order are all those points of view that we've been holding in place like a control freaks of magnitude to keep it all the cap down, but in actuality that it's a chaos, the points of order are keeping us too ordered, and that chaos is the creative energy, and we have known that chaos is a creative energy, but also chaos unconsciously can be a total destructive energy. So with the points of order, and even when I was just saying we have had so many points of order of how it should be, what it would look like, and what's right, that I'm now curious what's being blown open. And I've heard a lot of people say, we just wanted change. We just are so sick of this government. So is there really a glimmer of possibility that this gentleman, that Trump could be a catalyst for change by creating a new possibility with the government? Now, I think I just said a key word, though. It's got to be a conscious creation, and therein is the the rub. Is this guy conscious enough to
I don't see him having a modicum of consciousness. I don't actually see Hillary as having that much consciousness either. Obama is, in all honesty, the only of presidents alive. Him and Jimmy Carter are probably two of the more conscious ones. I don't see that much consciousness.
So, yeah.
Clinton was pretty conscious as well. Bill Clinton. I don't see Hillary as being that conscious, though. I see her as being a power-hungry person. Let's not label anyone right now.
So, cool. So everything this is bringing up in all levels, would we just try and uncreate it? All the unconsciousness and anti-consciousness that we're aware of, and as much as we can destroy and uncreate for our own reality, would we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all my interest, boys and men. What I'm trying to say is, what if we can create our own reality and all these unconsciousness and anti-consciousness that we're aware of and that the chaos is breaking up, can we be a contribution and a catalyst for change ourselves by by destroying and uncreating all the points of order that would keep us from creating something beyond even this whole electoral, this whole system? Anything that won't allow us to be, perceive, do, and be our beings and bodies and the possibilities that are now available and have been blown open by this, that we would embrace and choose and ask and contribute to the world, to the planet, to the consciousness, to our future, and anything won't allow us to be that, would we destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. Cool. What can we create here? What choice of possibilities do we have beyond all of this? But how can we use this wave of chaos to our advantage to create something that's unimaginable? And not put it on that it's Trump's job to do it or Hillary's job. What job, energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the change, the catalyst of change that we truly be. And everything that's being dissolved, and everything that won't allow, and everything that's being dissolved, all the points of order, all the poo that's being dissolved right now, would we destroy, would we contribute to that destruction and create through a conscious chaos ourselves?
Yes.
And everything that won't allow that, would we destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, problem, mind trips, boys, and beyond. So what energy, space, and consciousness can mean our, me and my body be to be the catalyst of conscious chaos for all eternity? And if it won't allow that, I just turn and create it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, problem, mind trips, boys, and beyond. Cool. Yeah, what can we create? What if the whole, yeah, what if the whole thing did just implode? You know, like with right now, what would we create today? How? What would we begin? What if the whole money system did fall apart? Yeah.
What
then
if,
what would be possible?
What if this could be like the, like the fall of our government, could be like the end of many, could be also the end of like Monsanto and fracking, and what contribution can this be to the earth? That's actually like lighting up my body right now. Like I just got super excited.
Yeah.
But how much, I mean, the chaos and how much changes to create. I mean, I actually see, it's like, I'm actually going into an expanded space of possibilities right now, which from what I was feeling this morning is the exact polar opposite.
Exactly.
And I don't like the word hope right now, but it's expansive.
Yeah.
Possibilities.
Exactly.
Wonder.
Right. Yeah, curiosity. And
I'm getting excited right now.
I know. And it's the Access Consciousness has really been working on the possibilities, and it's that our beings, we, our bodies and our beings are what the earth is requiring from us and is asking. It's us being us, the energy of this expansion. And I have felt this week this incredible joy and lightness, and it's expansive, and it's beautiful, and there's been a peace to it. And it's like, that's really interesting. So what can we do with that? What if a truth of the chaos is this catalyst, and that's what we can move into, this incredible potential to create something new, and it's beyond all these blah blah words of the politics. So keep expanding. It's like, wow, what does the earth require from us? And that's the question. Here's a question: what does the earth require from us? What does our bodies and beings require? What does, how can we contribute? If it's even doing a 1, 2, 3 into the earth, if it's being just conscious enough, if it's being doing a clearing at the moment, if it's a simple act. Is it twisting a molecule at the exact moment? I mean, really, what if our change isn't, is it doing an access call? Is it one that reads you, doing a call that you, your intuition says, go do this, and that call unlocks a piece of unconsciousness? No matter what it is, we are in this together now, and this wave is happening, and how can we make it a conscious wave instead of, again, another wave of anti-consciousness, same old destructive stuff? So I am getting more and more excited. Yeah, go ahead.
I think some great questions to ask right now, too, are like, what do I truly desire to create now? What contribution can I be to the planet?
Mm-hmm.
My life and living,
mm-hmm.
to all the possibilities that are opening up.
Exactly.
Keep at what else is possible? What else is possible? What else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want to do some of the chaos processes
cool.
from the foundation. I hope I'm not breaking any rules by doing this, but they keep lighting up on the page I have opened right now. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearity, and out of concentricities with total ease for all eternity? everything that doesn't allow that, destroying uncreated all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine swords, boys and beyond. And really that's one I know I should personally have on a loop for all time, because I really need to learn how to be out of form, because what the fear I think I was feeling, one, it could have been someone else's this morning. Two, I'm used to all these points of order that have been placed in my reality, and to let go of them sometimes just feels scary.
Well, there's no reference point. So it's space. It's that uncomfort of totally no space and like, whoa, out of control. That's it. You're out of control. You have no reference points. You don't know what's going on. You don't even know who you are. If all your points of view are gone, then your points of order are gone, then you are in the total unknown. And that can be very scary. And then you'll contract down because it's really more familiar. Like, you know, we do like being familiar. But what if you were willing to be stretched into that uncomfort of the unknown, and you get more space and more space around you. And from that space, it allows the universe to give you new gifts. So what if this is truly a gift, that we are truly the potential to create beyond this order, points of poo, the points of order is. This is like the day of the new order, but it's not creepy order. It's not this, so everything that brings up, all the creepy order, it's not the new earth order, not the icky order, not the next order of destruction. But everything that's bringing up, my whole stomach's reeling. Would we destroy and uncreate that, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine, shirts, boys and downs, all our points of view, all the references of what order, the new world order is, would we destroy and uncreate that? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine, shirts, boys and beyond. The new world order is what is truly possible, and it's not a new.
Let's just destroy new world order, everything that is right and wrong, good, destroy and uncreate it, all right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And then what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of this reality that keeps you from being the chaos that would allow you to have and create your own reality? And everything that doesn't allow that, times a godzillion, and you destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of this reality that keeps you from being the chaos that would allow you to have and create your own reality? And everything that is.
Wow.
Destroying and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. One more time. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of this reality that keeps you from being the chaos that would allow you to have and create your own reality? And everything that is, times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what is it? What was one of the clearings? It said, what have you made so vital, valuable, real about the points of the pool, the points of order that keeps you from having the chaos of having everything you'd ever desired beyond it with total ease? It's from the point of order that keeps you suppressing the chaos that doesn't allow you to have everything you desire and create and be with your body, your relationships, your money, your business, and with total ease. Anything that won't allow that for you to perceive, receive, know, do, and be that, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Wow. Wow. Can you do that one more time? Daniel, actually, when you get the sense of that, about what you mean, so vital, valuable, real about the points of order. Okay.
I just spaced out, so I'm sure I made something of it. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the points of order? What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of this reality that keeps you from being the chaos that would allow you to have and create your own reality? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, times right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond? And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of the past, of your past, that keeps you from the chaos that would create beyond your future? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond? What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of America that keeps you from the chaos that would create beyond America's future? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Wow. Wow. That is really cool. And, you know, because it's like, be careful what you ask for. And it never shows up how you expect it. So we've been asking to create the points of order to disintegrate into chaos. But really, what do we know about chaos, a conscious chaos?
I just flipped the page in my manual.
Yeah.
And Fraud Patrol is right there. And I've always, since Fraud Patrol has been introduced, I kind of, I feel that Trump is a Fraud Patrol of some sort. So I want to run the Fraud Patrol process toward, like.
Awesome.
So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of Fraud Patrol of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separations, politics, humanoid embodiment, humanoid healing, and humanoid humor, and thoughts and feelings, emotions, and no sex is the perfection of human that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything that they are and everything you are and everything they will not be and everything you will not be and everything that is times a godzillion will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And I was going to try and work Trump into that somehow. But really, like, every one of these, like, he is a fraud patrol. He is the fraud patrol of all of these things, except maybe the humanoid healing and humor. But, well, he is the antithesis of those things. So maybe he is fraud patrol on those, too. Yeah, he is. So one more time. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the order of fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separations, politics, humanoid embodiment, humanoid healing and humanoid humor, and thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and no sex, and the perfection of human that keeps you seeing the wrongness of you through them and you, and everything they are, and everything you are, and everything they will not be, and everything you will not be. Holy shit, and everything that brings up will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Oh. Wow. You have to do that one again. That was brilliant.
Okay, let me check our time. I might not.
We have 3 minutes.
I can...
What
have you made
so
vital, valuable, and real about the order of fraud patrols of finance, reality, money, linearity, relationships, family, spirituality, sex and sexual freedom, ethnicity, law, cultural separation, politics, humanoid embodiment, humanoid healing and humanoid humor, and thoughts, feelings and emotions. No sex is the perfection of human that keeps you seeking the wrongness of you through them and you and everything they are and everything you are and everything they will not be and everything you will not be and everything that is the godzillion will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Okay, America. What's next?
Yeah.
What else is possible?
Exactly.
What can we create from here? What do you want your life to look like? What would you like to contribute to the world? How can this be better than we could even possibly imagine?
Exactly.
We have been on hiatus for a while on the Carousel of Consciousness. We're not trying, but we are going to make this a weekly thing again. We've got a few topics picked out for the future. I don't have my list in front of me, but we look forward to playing with you some more here on the Carousel of Consciousness. And we'd love to have some live callers come in. So if you're listening to this tomorrow, later today, a week from now, please join us. I think Wednesdays are what we're going to try and do, but we haven't discussed that yet. But we'll let you know. Watch our Facebook page.
All right.
Anything to sign off for you, Lori?
Nope, that was great. Thank you so much. And what a great way to we'll start creating from this chaos and supporting the system, or not the system, the new possibility. What can we do to create and support the new system of possibilities? So we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.